11 after 9, you are listening to Radio Islam International. Time now for our weekly book review program with Maulana Ashraf Dokrat. And we are busy discussing acquiring general knowledge. Last week we spoke about the ear, as-sam'a, and how to acquire knowledge through the ear. And we spoke about audio books, we spoke about podcasts, we spoke about radio programs, the different types of programs and the stations available, the different languages. And we also spoke about the websites that you can download the audio materials and where you can listen at your own leisure. We spoke about lectures, etc. Today we're moving on with the same discussion and we're going to look at another angle. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ji, Maulana, as I mentioned in my introduction.
Yes, Maulana, I think I've come across a good resource, I think, of general knowledge that perhaps we can share with the listeners this morning. Very often, Maulana, you know, we read for general knowledge, and if that sort of general knowledge that is there can be acquired through newspapers, then that's well and good. But very often, you know, we want something more well researched and that has a good content of general knowledge as such. The difficulty is that lots of that then becomes very academic in a sense and becomes research based. But we've come across a source, Maulana, it's called The Conversation. It started off as an initiative in Australia in as recent as March 2011, and now it's launched also in the UK and the US and in 2014, and in South Africa it launched early last year. And the purpose of this is to make difficult information that maybe has got to do with technology or has got to do with research in specific fields that the public would find difficult to understand otherwise, accessible and understandable to the public. So what is produced by the academic and the research community is then delivered directly to the public in a way that they can absorb it and understand it. And you would agree, Mona, that that type of information becomes then very valuable for us, the layman. And we can consume it very easily, so to say. And this in South Africa, it's launched as Conversation Africa. It's an independent source, so it's not linked to any commercial ventures. And it's an independent source of news and views from the academic and the research community that is then delivered directly to the public. They work with researchers at university and at research institutes and help them then to unlock their knowledge for the use of the wider public. Because many a times researchers don't have that ability also to present their work in such a manner that would be accessible to the wider public. In any case, Maulana, the result is then this daily newsletter that you get called The Conversation Africa, through that you get access, I think, to some very good journalism. It's independent, it's high quality, and it's authenticated because research, by its very nature, often has to go through some sort of rigorous authentication process, it offers current affairs, some very complex issues, issues dealing with a range of subjects, and the people are definitely the experts who are writing on it. So it's not a journalist who for the first time has a limited type of training, background training. Here you have people who are experts in their fields who are writing about that particular subject. And any sort of authors' fundings and potential conflicts of interest are always disclosed in the article. So this is a good thing. You know exactly what's the bias in the article immediately. it's funded by the National Research Foundation. We know that's also another thing done with your tax money. The National Research Foundation funds funds this, and they get other funding also. The International Center for Journalists fund them as well, and it's based at the University of Witwatersrand. So I think it's really something very, very interesting to follow, and to get the daily bulletins that come. It comes into your you know, inbox. You subscribe by email, and then you can link up to that and follow the links and go to these articles. For example, the weekend edition ran a top the top story there was a research that was done from the University of Pretoria by a certain Amanda Dupria, looking at how deadly selfies are to take. You know, they said that in 2015, more people around the world died while taking selfies than were killed by sharks.
Sure.
And she did research on that, and then there were articles on health and health and medicine and education and environment and. It's really something good to have coming to you on a daily basis, and you can look at the headlines of the article and then really go further into the article. So I would recommend that you subscribe to this, Marana.
Why not, Marana? Inshallah.
So it's called The Conversation Africa, and if you search for it, you can find it. It's called The Conversation Africa. .com, and I'm sure you can get a copy of that, Mulana.
Inshallah. Is that all for today, Mulana?
Yes, Mulana, and we can talk about newspapers as a source of getting general knowledge, but let's leave that for some other time, inshallah.
Inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan, Mulana. Much appreciated.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, interesting indeed. 20 minutes after 9, you are listening to Radio Islam International. We go for a quick break. When we return, inshallah, we should have Mufti Zubair on the program.